This is episode 1038 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to a brand new series we're launching into this week. This is a series I think you will enjoy because you may find it incredibly useful as you continue to endure this coronavirus pandemic and the fallout from the pandemic. I know for myself, when I wake up in the morning, sometimes I feel like, is this still going on? It can't possibly still be going on. I live in Florida, and we happen to be one of the locations in the world where there's a large outbreak of the virus that's been escalating. So I decided to create a series that I'm going to title A Breathing Workshop because the coronavirus is known to attack your lungs. So the more you can do to improve your lung health, the better you are to manage stress and also to fight respiratory illness. So I have been doing some research from the American Lung Association, and I came across two simple, excellent breathing exercises that help increase your lung capacity. So I'm going to share one of those with you today, and I'll share the other one with you tomorrow. There are many more breathing exercises for your lung health. I'm going to share breathing exercises from the tradition of yoga with you for the rest of the week because those exercises have been around for over 5,000 years and they are proven to help calm your mind and body and to improve your lung capacity. So get ready to improve your lung health this week. I want to share with you some of the information from the American Lung Association website. They have an excellent website with videos on how to do the two breathing techniques I'll be sharing with you in this week's series. And on their website, they start off by talking about how out with the old, stale air, and in with the new, fresh air. They say that like aerobic exercise improves your heart function and strengthens your muscles, breathing exercises can make your lungs more efficient. So the two exercises I'll be sharing with you, one today and one tomorrow from the American Lung Association, are especially helpful if you have any kind of chronic lung disease, such as asthma and COPD. When you have healthy lungs, breathing is natural and easy. You breathe in and out with your diaphragm, doing about 80% of the work to fill your lungs with a mixture of oxygen and other gases. And then, as you exhale, to send the waste gas out. So I'm reading this from the website. And the respiratory therapist, Mark Courtney, compares the process to a screen door with a spring, opening and shutting on its own. Our lungs are springy like the door, he says. Over time, though, with asthma, and especially with COPD, our lungs lose that springiness. They don't return to the same level as when you start breathing, and air gets trapped in our lungs. Over time, this stale air builds up, and it leaves less room for the diaphragm to contract and bring in fresh oxygen. And with the diaphragm not working full capacity, the body starts to use other muscles in your neck, your back, and your chest for breathing. And what this does is it translates into lower oxygen levels and less reserve for exercise and activity. So if you practice regularly, breathing exercises can help to rid the lungs of accumulated stale air. And this is going to increase your oxygen levels and get your diaphragm to return to its job of helping you breathe. So again, I recommend you visit their website. It's excellent. The full guided meditations, as always, they are 30-minute guided meditations. Those are on the Sip and Om meditation app. You can try it for 2 weeks free. Keep in mind that I am now on Instagram, where I'm sharing with you all the different techniques more in depth. I will have little videos and inspiration that I share with you at least twice a day. So you can check in there. It's at sip.and.om. I've connected with many of you there. I just started showing up there and I've really been enjoying it. And I want to use that space as a way to coach you and be there more visibly. So I hope you will join me there. So let's get you settled down into your meditation space and do the pursed lip breathing exercise. This is a breathing exercise that's going to help reduce the number of breaths you take, and it will also help to keep your airways open longer. More air will be able to flow in and out of your lungs, and this is going to help you have a capacity to be more physically active. So if you exercise and work out, this is an excellent breathing technique for you to do. What you're going to do is you're going to breathe in through your nose, expanding your lungs. And as you breathe out, you're going to purse your lips as if you were going to whistle. And you'll exhale with your lips pursed this way. Try to draw out the exhale longer than the inhale to really expel that oxygen buildup in your lungs. The oxygen buildup is what prevents you from releasing toxins and reduces your oxygen capacity. So make sure that you try to exhale a little bit longer than your inhale. So sit up straight, close your eyes, and as they're closed, keep them slightly elevated at the point between your eyebrows. Begin to notice your breath, not forcing it in any way. Breathe naturally and notice it. Now inhale gently through your nose, relaxing your shoulders and your neck. And then as you exhale, purse your lips as if you're going to whistle, and exhale. You might hear the exhale. And just notice how you feel. Now again, keeping your neck and your shoulders relaxed, inhale through your nose and relax your muscles. And as you exhale, draw the exhale out a little bit longer and exhale with your lips pursed like a whistle. Very nice. Continue breathing like this for several breaths. Allow yourself to regulate your breath in this way. This is a breath you can do anytime you start to feel stress build up. You'll notice your breath becomes shallower. This is holding toxins in your body. So this pursed lip breathing can help you release stress and toxins. You are so worth slowing down for.